Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
And welcome back to another episode of The Wave of Wire. I'm your host, James. And with me is my co-host, Timothy. Tim, say hello to everyone.
Gee, that air horn's a bit louder than usual, James. Scared the shit out of me. Didn't know we were recording.
We're back and bigger than ever, Tim. This podcast just continues to grow by each episode. And as we grow, the air horn will continue to get louder.
Gee. No, I don't think you can get any louder than that, James. It scared me. Anyway. Let's get straight into things, James. This is the DFS update.
So we've got
podcast.
A couple of things to talk about today, Tim. We've got our DFS player of the week. We've got the tool of the week.
Oh, favourite.
But our must-have players. And then we've got a little discussion about a Miami Heat player to come a little bit later. That's a little special for you guys. But that's coming up all later in the show. So, Tim, do you know what time it is? It's time for the... Thanks, everyone. Yeah. Tool of the week time. All right, Tim, hit them up.
My tool of the week is Russell Westbrook for his effort in today's game, where he decided that he was just going to walk from under the basket to half court and not even worry about dribbling the ball. Just tuck it right under his arm, shared a couple of instructions, and just walk up the whole field. I'm fairly certain he got called for a travel.
I don't think it's legal, Tim.
Because he walked around the universe by the time they called the travel.
This your MVP candidate,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, he's mine. Nah, James Harden is the MVP.
Absolutely.
But... anyway, James, this is Tool of the Week. We don't talk about MVPs. Russell, what were you thinking? We know that you like to grab defensive rebounds when no one else is around, but doesn't mean you're entitled to just walk it up the court.
You actually got to bounce the ball, mate. It's part of the rules.
He doesn't realize that when he just runs and jumps from the free throw line. He doesn't bounce, James, so he's not used to that.
Normally he gets away with all the troubles, just didn't get away with that one.
Oh, well. Russell, if you're listening, send us your address.
Spanner's in the works, mate.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's on its way.
Because you're a spanner, my friend.
DFS player of the week, Tim, I got this one. Isaiah Thomas. Can he get better than him at the moment? Yeah. I don't think he can. The king of the fourth, as he's been called.
Yeah.
Averaging, in the last 20 years, he's averaged the first player to average 10 points per game in the fourth quarter over the entire season. Kobe Bryant couldn't do it. LeBron James hasn't done it. Michael Jordan... probably didn't do it, I don't think.
Will Barton was close.
Wasn't even in the top 20, mate.
Will Barton.
Yeah, wasn't even in the top 15. So I think it's just, it would be remiss of me to ignore what Izzy is doing over there in Boston. And for that, my friend, you are the DFS player of the week. Delivering in the clutch, because regularly he's been on about 30 or 40 in the fourth quarter. I'm thinking, this is handy. And then he just steps up to another level and brings home 60 big ones.
Yeah, 60 points because he drops Thomas, 30 points by himself.
Exactly. Isaiah Thomas, you are the DFS player of the week because you are a superstar.
All right, James, this is where we get into the good stuff, the must-have players of the week.
Let's jump right in, Tim.
So, Thursday, as in Friday in Australia.
You can go first, Tim. You can.
Johnny Wall, he's been absolutely outstanding. Quietly could be MVP year. That's the sort of numbers he's putting up.
Yeah, well, if...
just quietly.
I just think James Harden's been too good for him to be MVP at this point in time, Tim. But I must say, just quietly, the Wizards have snuck up to fifth in the East.
Yeah, they
put a little run together.
Definitely flown under the radar, and that is all due to John Wall. There is no one else you can say was done by, because I mean Bradley Beal has helped out, but that's John Wall getting assists.
He's been fantastic, John Wall. Like I can't go past him.
Averaging 44 fantasy points over his last six games.
Incredibly handy at his price.
That's some good stuff. Comes up against the Knicks, who continue to struggle defensively of late and just like to concede 120 points, because why not? His speed and handle should be too much for the Knicks to handle, especially Derrick Rose with those ankle problems.
Yeah. The Knicks have gone missing in the last couple of weeks.
Derrick Rose went missing. Yeah. I was going to say, they pulled a good win out today.
Anyway, now, yeah, good win against Boston today, maybe. But they still haven't managed to give up 107 points in a win. So I think there should be a lot of fantasy points for the taking for Jonathan.
All I'm going to say is, where's the game, James?
Couldn't tell you.
Is it in New York?
No.
Well, they'd better have paramedics on standby, because if John Wall does an ankle breaker on Derrick Rose...
Yeah, see you later.
No more feet for him.
Mate, you'll probably have to just retire after what John Wall's about to do with him.
All right, James, Friday.
This is an interesting one, Tim. I've gone with JoJo. Good old Embiid.
The process.
I usually don't go with this man because of his minutes limit. He's limited to 28 minutes a game. And I don't really like that because, you know, you like your players to play upwards of 30 minutes, especially his price. But the matchup for me is just too good to ignore. I think Portland is just terrible rebounders, and Embiid has that in spades. A couple of blocks, a couple of steals. He just does everything at the moment. Rebounds should just come easily, and with the rebounds will come points. So I think he's going to have an absolutely massive outing against the Trailblazers.
No, yeah, they still struggle to rebound. I mean, they've gotten a bit better at it, but they still struggle against big men.
And defensively, they're still horrible. I've been watching their last couple of games. They've tried a number of different defensive strategies. They've tried switching everything. They've tried, you know, hedging and everything, but it just doesn't seem to be working. So things have got to change there before their defense is going to get better. But at the moment, I think Joel Embiid are just too good to ignore.
Did you know that Philadelphia, if they're in the West, would be 2.5 games out of playoffs?
And they've won 7 of the last 8 games with Joel Embiid playing, Tim. So there you go. Should tell you everything you need to know.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Bring back Sam Hinkie.
Yeah. what do they get rid of him for?
Oh, unbelievable.
Anyway, on to Saturday. My boy, Emmanuel Mudiay. James? He's come back from the brink in his past couple of games.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
Since he had a little holiday in London, jeez, he's been on fire. He's looked like he wants to actually play basketball.
Interesting, because he was on the waiver wire and I snatched him up quickly.
Yeah, well, you can have him. Can I have him? I'll give you Sean Kilpatrick.
Give me Eric Gordon.
Give me Sean Kilpatrick.
Give me James Harden.
No good. No deal.
Anyway, continue.
Felton and Rivers aren't the defenders that Chris Paul is, and with Chris Paul out for the next 6 to 8 weeks, which we'll talk about a bit later... we're definitely looking for Mudiay to take apart this Clippers defense. Well, not even a defense. Clippers cones. So, Mudiay has been in superb form. Nearly got a triple-double the other day. 16 points, 13 assists.
Couple of rebounds.
6 or 7 rebounds, I think.
Yeah, it's a couple of rebounds short.
And then he got 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists the other night.
That's handy.
That's some good stuff. That's some good numbers. And he's only like 9,000 as well.
Yeah.
And he'll easily get 30 plus, I reckon. The only thing I'm worried about is that since, apart from Randy Foy's buzzer beater to beat them about 3 years ago, we haven't beaten them since. So that's a bit of a worry.
No Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Tim, if there's any ever a chance to beat them, I think today's the day.
There was no Blake Griffin last time. They still smacked us around.
Yeah, but Chris Paul is a different beast entirely.
Well, it's just DeAndre Jordan, and Nikola Jokic has come out of his shell now, so... Yeah.
Bullying.
I'm looking for a good matchup there. I think DeAndre will take too many rebounds, but because he's not... Well, DeAndre is pretty athletic.
Jokic will just go shoot triples from the 3-point line.
Yeah,
well,
he's just going to drag him out.
Exactly, drag him out of the paint.
He's going to drag him out, and there's going to have...
Room for Mudiay. Why do you think I put him in here, Tim?
Yeah, no.
I've thought this all through,
it's
mate.
It's perfect. Mudiay can have heaps of drive and kick, so just look out for the perimeter shooters as well. There's going to be a lot of 3-point attempts. Driving kicks.
Sunday, Tim. Eric Bledsoe. Not much to choose from on a very, very small slate. But
Bledsoe's been superb.
He has been superb, Tim. Recently, he's just been on fire, and the Raptors, interesting little thing here, the Raptors struggle to defend point guards, specifically ones with 3-point threats. If you haven't been checking out B-Ball Breakdown, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but he did break down why Kyle Lowry is the reason that the Raptors seem to struggle against 3-point shooting point guards. So... watch out here for Eric Bledsoe. He'll be taking advantage of that. Has been superb. Just superb, Tim. I can't go wrong with him at the moment. In the future, may not need to be a number one option there in Phoenix with Devin Booker on the rise. But at the moment, he's the top dog, and he's taking full advantage of it. I'm expecting a big, big performance from him.
Yeah, no, he's been superb. He scored 50 points for me the other day when I had him.
Yeah, it's pretty good output from him at the moment.
Get this out of the way. We did talk about on the last podcast how me and James were versing each other. James seemed to somehow get this wild idea that he was going to give me my first L of the season.
Yeah.
And he staked his career, his reputation on it. And guess what? He was wrong. He lost.
It was 5-4, Tim.
Yeah, you lost. Well, 5-4, doesn't that mean loss? Does that mean you lose? Did I get more points than
Brook
you?
Brook Lopez not playing.
What? Joel Embiid plays twice a week.
Brook Lopez.
So what are you trying to say?
Killed me.
Well, if I had Brook Lopez over Joel Embiid, I would have smacked you around even more.
Napa
know
how. The Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how!
Okay.
So, James, you're a sook. You suck. I'm better than you. Just thought everyone should know that. Anyway, I drafted better players than you. Speaking of draft, actually, James, what do we have to talk about draft?
Tim, we have to share with the listeners the fact that we have a promo code here to play gives on, you free money.
Yeah, and you get to play on one of the best daily fantasy starts of all time.
I mean, draft is a new concept, Tim. They take the classic fantasy draft and they've turned it to a daily fantasy format. So rather than everyone having the same old lineups and one or two players different, you jump into a draft with some other players and really counts on your knowledge of NBA, who you can pick, who really down the order of that team. You really need to fill out their roster well. So,
James, let's be honest, they don't care about having fun, they care about the money. So, it is proven that on draft you're more likely to win than on DraftKings or FanDuel or DraftSizer, really.
Absolutely.
Did you know that you need to win, if you're doing head-to-head tournaments or like contests, you need to win 62 out of 100 contests to break even?
On FanDuel?
On FanDuel. You need to win 62 of 100.
Throwing away my money.
Exactly. On draft, you play one contest, play two contests, play a couple of drafts, do a couple of drafts, you'll be rolling in the dough.
And, Tim, do you know how you can roll on even more draft?
Yeah, use our promo code. Hashtag WaiverWirePod. There's no hashtag.
There's no hashtag. Don't use the hashtag, please. You won't get the money.
All in capitals, WaiverWirePod, no spaces.
$600 free on deposit. If you deposit $600, that is. Deposit whatever you want, and you'll get it matched in free draft money.
So who doesn't love money?
That promo code again is WaiverWirePod. Check out our friends at playdraft.com. Back to the WaiverWire.
Anyway, on Monday, we're drafting Raymond Felton. Do you know why, James?
Why that, Tim?
Because he'll play huge minutes without Chris Paul.
Exactly. That's pretty much all there is to it, Tim. He's pretty cheap.
He's like 6,000. So yeah. I think they might change his price without...
No, they won't. Not until the end. You've got to take advantage of him now.
Definitely get on Raymond Felton because he'll play 30+.
Because Austin Rivers has been starting in their three-guard lineups.
Raymond Felton gets 30+ minutes.
And Bayern Moutet will probably have to come back into the fold. Some more minutes.
Yeah.
But
he started the other day.
Rivers and Felton will be sharing the duties. Rivers will be playing a bit of shooting guard as well behind Redick. So
that's too good to miss against Atlanta.
Redick's probably a pretty good option too. He'll be playing a lot of minutes and will be their number one three-point option. So apart from him, they haven't got much three-point shooting. So,
gee, the Clippers are going to drop.
Yeah. Not looking good for the Clippers at the moment.
On to Tuesday, James.
Isaiah Thomas, team, the king of the fourth, talked about this a little bit earlier, just the probably the best player, the hottest player in the league right now. Isaiah Thomas is playing against the Wiz, and it should be a high-paced scoring game. John Wall's not known for his lockdown defense. So,
no, absolutely not.
IT will show up in the fourth again, as he always does. A couple of clutch buckets for the Celtics, and I think the Celtics take home the W with a massive Isaiah Thomas game yet again.
60 points?
Yeah, probably.
60 fantasy points?
Yeah. I reckon. It's coming. Wednesday.
Probably one of our most favourite players to use in draft size, actually. Julius Randle.
We do use him quite a bit.
I love Julius. Definitely gets 30 every
night.
He's
a point of difference, too. Like, a lot of people don't jump on him.
He's 30+ guaranteed. He nearly gets triple-doubles as well, so he can go 50+ easy.
Why are we going for him, Kim?
Because Portland's defence is still trash.
Yep, we talked about this just earlier.
Should be a triple-double alert, as we just said, because he can triple-double.
Triple-double alert.
So, I'm looking maybe 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Nothing too extreme.
Yeah.
But 15, 10, and 10, that's probably about...
Only nets you about 50 fantasy points.
Yeah, well, that's nothing. For 11,000? Well, No, that's absolute value. That's exactly
handy. It's super handy from Julius, and he'll probably do it too.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. He might even go 20-10-10.
All right, so moving on from our must-have players, we've got our... This is our normally the point we talk about some pointed differences and some notes around the league, but we're going to talk about James Johnson today, Tim.
Some in-depth analysis.
Just been fantastic this season off the bench, really. He's probably been my most selected player, I would have to say, in DFS. We're at the halfway point of the year now in the NBA, and I'm pretty sure I would have used James Johnson in about 38 of possible Heat games. I'm pretty sure I haven't... When he's been injured is probably the only time I haven't used him. So cheap at around 6,500. It was 5,000 for most of the start of the season. He's bumped his price up a little bit. But
not enough to even make a difference.
Averaging career highs in minutes, points, rebounds, and assists. The Heat have deployed him in kind of a point forward role. The kind of LeBron James type. Control the ball as the big man. A lot of people cutting around and getting to the rim. Tyler Johnson has been pretty good in that bench unit as well this season. With Luke Babbitt being pretty terrible and Willie Reed and the like off the bench, there's probably not ideal players to be having on an NBA bench. But James Johnson and Tyler Johnson have really carried them, and I think James Johnson's three-point shooting as well has been super value for DFS, because that extra point is just, it's actually really valuable. So,
and the fact that he actually does get two steals,
yeah,
and has the ability to block shots too. That's exactly. Even more points.
There's been a couple of games this year where he's scored above 50, because it's not even the fact that he
does everything. That's the thing. He does everything.
Puts up points across the thing. So he's averaging this season. He's averaging a steal, a block, 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. It's pretty good for a power forward coming off the bench, playing around 25 minutes a game.
Yeah, especially, well, his role's not going to be diminished because Chris Bosh is not going to play this season.
He's not going to play.
So James Johnson still has that role for him. He still has that power forward minutes.
Yeah.
Even though his minutes at small forward probably will fluctuate with the return of Deion Waiters and Josh Richardson.
Yeah.
And, well, everyone else who's injured on that team. But every time, they seem to just drop like flies.
Yeah, I know. He's been, especially look for those games where the Heat do have injuries, because they will continue to have a lot of injuries. Super efficient at the moment, 49% on the season and 38% from three, which is way above anything he's ever done before. He's only averaged above 1 3-point attempt per season once in his whole career, and apart from this season, of course. And now he's doing it at high efficiency. So I'm pretty happy with what he's doing, Tim, because not only is he getting points by putting up those valuable steals and blocks and the rebounds and everything, but he doesn't lose you points by missing a lot of shots either.
No, that's the perfect. Well, that's more to DraftStars than DraftKings or FanDuel, because in DraftStars we lose points for shots missed, so efficiency is actually quite a big thing.
Yeah,
but he does. There's not more I could say. He literally does everything, and there is just, I don't understand. He's 6,500. He should be in every lineup every night that he plays. Because how often has he scored under 25? Not very often.
I would say
about two or three times.
I would have to say he's averaging 33.3 fantasy points per game
in the last six,
and 25 for the season. 6,500, Tim. If you're looking at 3.5 times value in DraftStars as kind of your mark, that means you're looking for around 22 points a game. He's averaging 25, and he's been getting to 33.3 over the last six. So just in there, he's got games of 36.5, 36.25, 27, 27, 36, 36, 38, 42. These are his last 10 or so games. It's not that he's had one massive game to just bring his whole average up. He's just consistently putting up across the board. Look at these numbers: 15 points, 6 assists, 8 rebounds, 10 points, 12 assists, 2 rebounds, 14 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. And in all these games, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 2 steals. 2 steals and 2 blocks, 3 blocks. It's all very valuable. He is averaging a lot of turnovers at this point in time now, because his usage rate has gone up tremendously. But look, especially the last couple of games, look at his minutes, Tim. 31, 38, 30, 27, 34, 25, 34. You have to have this man in your team. He's probably the must-have player every single game. Not only...
We could just wrap up this section and just do James Johnson every single day.
Yeah, I mean, not only is he so valuable in what he provides for your team, he frees up so much cash to pay for those higher paid players at his cheap price.
The thing that is the most probably amazing about James Johnson is the fact that it's not the same stat line every night, as you were saying. It's like 15 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 3-pointer. And then he goes 20 points, 4 3-pointers, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist.
Yeah, he can score in so many different ways.
If one thing is not working for him for the night, say he's not getting many assists, he'll just go grab a couple more boards and shoot more threes.
Exactly. He knows how to put points up on the board, Tim, and he'll get them in a variety of ways. And
he probably picks himself up in DFS every single day.
But I think that's the best thing about him. You're right. You hit a good point there. The way his ability to score in so many different ways for your fantasy lineup means he's that valuable, because he may have an off night in terms of he's turning the ball over a lot and not getting many assists, but he's smart enough to know that he's going to go attack the rim after that, and he's going to score points, and he's going to shoot threes.
Yeah, exactly right. He's a boss. Let's be honest. He's a boss
of fantasy.
He's
been fantastic this season. And just one quick thing before we go, Tim. Just on Chris Paul and the Lakers. So his intended timetable is 6 to 8 weeks at this point in time. And that means Raymond Felton and Austin Rivers, JJ Redick, have all got to be targets in your DFS lineups. Depending on the matchup, really, Doc Rivers may go with Austin over Raymond, or vice versa. But you need to be looking out for that, because I think these guys will probably be pretty highly selected across the next 6 to 8 weeks, but you've got to have them in your team.
Yeah,
they're pretty cheap, and the high usage they will have over this period of time with so many injuries for the Clippers, I think you've just got to give them a go. You've got to give them a run, no matter what.
Yeah, and just a final note, watch out for Nuggets players, because since Mike Malone changed up the lineup and put Nikola Jokic in the starting lineup, the Nuggets are 8-7. Just think about that. We're above 500. In the last 15 games. And with Kenneth Faried back in the starting lineup alongside Jokic, we scored 140 points, and then the other night we scored 124.
That's pretty good.
So they're high scoring games, and there's a lot of points going around, James. There's a lot of points going around. Nikola Jokic is at the center of that. So you can pretty much pick up anyone on the Nuggets squad.
So would you be saying
their output is just further up.
So are you saying Jokic is the centre of attention?
Absolutely. That was a good article I actually wrote a couple of years ago. Start of this year. Last year.
We've got to wrap this up. It's time to go. Thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of The Waiver Wire with James and Tim. We'll be back sometime soon with our Classic Fantasy update. We have a special guest, actually, as I said on the last podcast. Phoenix Suns. Episode coming up.
A son of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, son of the Phoenix Suns. Someone who is well known in the organization. To the organization. Is well known with the organization. They know a lot about the organization. Could be Earl Watson. Could not be.
We could be lying.
Could be Brandon Knight. Could not be.
You just have to tune in and find out.
Exactly. So we'll be back probably on Tuesday, Monday, maybe Monday. Even Sunday.
Monday.
I don't know, wherever you're listening around the world. Shout out to our fans in Kenya. have been seeing you've been listening. Keep on grinding, guys. We'll be back soon, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode. Bye.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.